So let's review. The Brice and Daf Yerav taught Al Shleish Dvar Me'abr Nes Hashanah. Bezdin establishes a leap year for three primary reasons. One of them, Ala Tekufa, if the Tekufa would end late. For example, Tekufa is Tammuz. The summer season would extend past the beginning of Tishri into Sukkot. That would be a reason to establish a leap year. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes as to how late the Tekufa must be to require a leap year. And Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says the machlekes is as follows. We do not establish a leap year unless Tekufas Tammuz extends into most of Tishrei. V'kama rubish al chaydish, Rabbi Yehuda holds, shisha asr yayim. If Tekufas Tammuz would extend 16 days into Tishrei, more than half of the month, until Tezayin Tishrei, then we establish a leap year. But if it is less than 16 days, we do not establish a leap year. While Rabbi Yasi holds, echad v'esrim yayim. If Tekufas Tammuz would extend 21 days into Tishrei, a significant majority of the month, until Chav Alav Tishrei, then we establish a leap year. But if it is less than 21 days, we do not establish a leap year. And the Gemara at first explains the machlokes as follows. They both hold Yom Tekufa Maschil. The day of the Tekufa is considered part of the new Tekufa. And they both agree that we derive from the following pasuk, Chaga Asib Tekufa Sashana. This pasuk refers to Chol HaMoed Sukkos when Asifa gathering is permitted and requires that Chol HaMoed Sukkos must be in the new Tekufa's Tishrei. However, they disagree as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds Kulei Chag Be'inim B'Tekufa Chadasha. The entire Chol HaMoed from Tezayin Tishrei and on must be in the new Tekufa. Therefore, if the new Tekufa falls out on Yud Zayin Tishrei, we must establish a leap year because the first day of Chol HaMoed, Tezayin Tishrei, would be in the old Tekufa. While Rabbi Yasi holds Miktsas Chag Be'inim B'Tekufa Chadasha. Only a portion of Chol HaMoed, even if only the last day, Chav Alav Tishrei, must be in the new Tekufa. Therefore, only if the new Tekufa falls out on Chav Beis Tishrei, the day of Shemini Atzeres, we establish a leap year because the entire Chol HaMoed from Tezayin until Chav Aleph would be in the old Tekufa. However, if the new Tekufa falls out earlier during Chol HaMoed, anywhere from Tezayin until Chav Aleph, we do not establish a leap year because part of Chol HaMoed would be in the new Tekufa. The Gemara, however, proves from two brises that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is different than the one just cited by Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and there are actually five opinions in the following brisa. The Tanna Kama says, "Ema aber nes hashana ilam kein haise tekufa chasera rubish al chaydish, v'kama rubish al chaydish, shisha asa yayim." Because as explained earlier, he holds, "Kule chag be'inan." Behuda says, "Shtei yodis b'chaydish, v'kama shtei yodis b'chaydish, chav yayim." If Tekufas Tammuz would extend 20 days until Chav Tishrei, two-thirds of the month, and Tekufas Tishrei would start on Chav Aleph Tishrei, only then do we establish a leap year, because he holds miktsas chag be'inan. We only need part of Chol HaMoed to be in the new Tekufa. And Yom Tekufa Geimer, the day of the new Tekufa, is part of the old Tekufa. Therefore, since Chav Aleph Tishrei, the last day of Chol HaMoed, is still part of the old Tekufa, there is no Miktsas Chag in the new Tekufa. However, if Tekufas Tishrei falls earlier, anywhere from Tezayin till Chav, we do not establish a leap year because there is Miktsas Chag in the new Tekufa. Rabbi Yasi says, "Mechashvin Shisha Asa Lefnei HaPesach Me'abrin." As Rashi explains, if Tekufas Tevis, the winter season, would extend 16 days until Tezayin Nisan, and Tekufas Nisan would begin on Yud Zayin Nisan, then later on in the fall, Tekufas Tammuz would extend till Chav Aleph Tishrei, and Tekufas Tishrei would begin on Chav Beis Tishrei. Only then do we establish a leap year because he holds Miktsas Chag Be'inon and Yom Tekufa Maschil. And in this case, there would be no Chol HaMoed Sukkos at all in the new Tekufa. However, Shisha Aslof Ne'achag Ein Ma'aprit. If Tekufas Tammuz would only extend 16 days or more from Tezayin till Chav Aleph into Tishrei, we do not establish a leap year because there is Miktsas Chag in the new Tekufa. Reb Shimon says, "Af Shisha Aslof Ne'achag Ma'abrin." If Tekufas Tammuz would extend 16 days until Tezayin Tishrei, we do establish a leap year because both Reb Shimon and the Tanakam agree that Kuli Chag Be'inan. However, they disagree on whether we say Yom Tekufa Maschil, and therefore if the new Tekufa begins on Tezayin, Ein Ma'abrin because there is Kule Chag in the new Tekufa. Or we say Yom Tekufa Geimer, and therefore if the new Tekufa begins on Tezayin, Ma'abrin because there is no Kule Chag in the new Tekufa since Tezayin is still part of the old Tekufa. But like Masaimi, it's not clear who holds what. Acheir Maimer, Mi'utei Ma'abrin v'kama Mi'utei arba Oster Yom. Even if the Tekufa would merely extend 14 days into the month, less than half a month, even then we establish a leap year. And the Gemara offers two explanations. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, says, Acherim refer to Tekufas Nisan, and they hold that the new Tekufa must fall during the days of the new moon, which extends until Yudalad. Therefore, if the old Tekufas Tevis extends until Yudalad, and the new Tekufas Nisan begins on Tezvav, we establish a leap year because Tezvav is after Chiddush Levana. And the pasuk states, "Shamer es chaydesh ha'aviv, shamer aviv shal tekuvah shehei b'chaydesh nisan." Rabina says, "Achaim refer to tekuvah's tishrei, and they hold kuli chag b'inon v'yamtiv rishon. The entire sukkah, including yamtiv from tes vav tishrei and on, must be in the new tekuvah." And accordingly, the pasuk Chag Asif Tekufa Sashana does not refer to Chol HaMoed, but rather to Chag Habo Bizman Asif, for the Yom Tov of Sukkot, which takes place during the gathering season. The Gemara returns to explaining the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, in which there is a machlikus regarding Smicha Zekenim. The number of judges required to perform Smicha to place their hands on the head of the carbon parhelm Dovish al Tzibur. Shimon holds Smicha Zekenim Bishleisha. Three judges are required to perform Smicha. While Rabbi Yehuda holds smicha zekenim bechamisha, five judges are required to perform smicha. And the Gemara explains that they disagree in the understanding of the following pasuk: "Samchu ziknei ha'edah sidei al reisha par." The word ha'edah teaches miuchadin shebe'edah. The smicha must be performed by the superior judges of the Sanhedrin gedolah. Rabbi Yehuda holds v'samchu shnayim ziknei shnayim. The two pluralized words v'samchu and ziknei each teach two judges. And ve'ein beznin shakal meisiv alein oyde achad. Since a beznin cannot consist of an even number, another man is added, and harikan chamisha. While Reb Shimon holds ziknei shnayim, the pluralized word ziknei teaches two judges, and ve'ein beznin shakal meisiv alein oyde achad harikan shleisha. And the word v'samchu mibayil legufei. It is needed to teach the actual smicha, and it's not superfluous for the count of judges. The Gemara concludes with a brisa. Tana smicha b'smicha zekenim b'gimel. As Rabbi Yochanan explains, my smicha zekenim mismach savi. Three judges are required to give smicha to a scholar. Karle Rebbe b'yavle reshusa l'meidin dinaknasis. They give him the title of Rebbe and they give him permission to decide monetary cases that pertain to penalties. As the Gemara in Daf Beis explained, gezelis v'chavolis boyim mumchen. All monetary cases that do not pertain to loans but also include knasis, penalties, require expert judges who have smicha. However, a monetary case that pertains to a loan can be decided even by amateur judges who do not have smicha because shleitin al delis b'fnei lavin. The chum were lenient so that people should not refrain from lending money to those in need out of concern that later on the malva, the lender, won't be able to locate mumchen to take on this case and he will lose his money.